Hey everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night from wherever you are in the world. This is On a Grand Scale, where we talk about everything about leading a fast-growing organization. What does it take to lead a fast-growing organization? Who can lead a fast-growing organization? And where do you want to take it? That's the podcast that helps you to understand everything around scaling your organization. My name is Uno T. Danyoni, and I'm recording this podcast from Cape Town, South Africa. And I hope you're gonna enjoy the few thoughts that I have today. So the topic for today is the mindset of a scaling leader, right? Because when we talk about scaling organizations, they are scaled through the actions of people. So what does it take to be a leader of a scaling organization? And we want to get into the nitty-gritties of it. And I want to share some thoughts that I have for you. I've got some points of what it takes to be a scaling organization. Grand Scale is an organization that helps fast-growing organizations to scale without drama. So we help them, the teams of organizations that are growing fast, to get their people right, get their strategy right, get their execution right, and to get their cash right. And we do this through the scaling up methodology by Vern Harnish. And we also bring in a lot of our experiences and thoughts into it to help you scale your organization. So let's get into it. What does it take? First, maybe let's talk about what is a scaling leader. So for me, a scaling leader is someone who facilitates the rapid growth of an organization. It is someone of influence. So it's either a CEO or a founder or a chairperson of a board of an organization that's moving and that's going into scaling. That person of influence is a scaling leader. So what kind of mindset does it take for them to lead this organization? But also, we could look at scaling leaders not just in the form of the founder or the one individual, but the teams that make up the scaling organization. So if you are thinking about it, you could also include the leadership team that the founder or the CEO or the chairperson works with. That is a scaling leader. That team member who is part of a leadership team and who has a scaling mindset is a scaling leader. So what is the mindset of a scaling leader? I have a few thoughts with me here. And the first one is that the scaling leader has a visionary mindset. What do I mean by that? I mean that what they see in their mind is stronger than what they see outside. So they've got this ability to see with their mind more than they see with their eyes. This is not to say they don't see the reality, but they are dreamers by nature. So if a leadership team is full of team members who not only can see what is, but what could be, then they are owning part of a mindset of a leader. So in teams that we work with, we realize that you need people who are doers as well as who are strategic in their mindset. And unless you open up to the strategic, which is the part of it which has to do with seeing the future, you are not able to be the scaling leader that you need to be. So visionary leaders see with their mind more than their eyes. Another thing about this visionary quality is that the visionary leader knows that the provision of their vision is within their vision. So, in other words, they won't let resources, present resources, stop them from doing what they need to do. They know that it is from forming up a vision, articulating it well to them and to other people, that resources are likely to be attracted to that vision. They are not going to wait for the resources to come first so that they can start dreaming. They're going to dream, formulate that dream together, say where it is they want to go, and out of that knowledge, attract resources that get them to where they're going to get to. So they're not going to be stopped by just seeing what is in their budget. They're going to think about how, what, where do we want to go? What does it look like? It excites them enough to take on the rest of the people that they're working with, their partners, their stakeholders, and say, let's go here. These are the resources that we'll need out of this. So that is one thing about visionary leadership. The second part of a scaling leader is that they are so purpose-driven. Not only do they know where they want to go, they know why they want to go there. And when I say they're purpose-driven, I mean that they have a deeper why to what they want to do. So if I'm talking to entrepreneurs, you know that most of the reason would be one of the reasons that cuts across business is that they want to make money, they want to make profit. If I'm talking about nonprofits, it's just they want to create impact. For the visionary leaders or for the scaling leaders of the leadership team, their knowledge of why is much deeper. It goes beyond the normal profit. It is almost much bigger than them. They are so clear about who they are doing it for, because most of the times it's not just themselves, it's other people that they are working with. Most of the times it's bigger than just them. They're driven to change people's lives positively. And their purpose is so strong that they know who it is for, they know why they do it. So for grand scale, for example, one of the big whys for us is poverty eradication in Africa. And it is a strong purpose for us because we know the results of poverty or the things that poverty can do within or has been doing within the African continent. That many deaths are poverty driven from a mortality point of view, that many diseases are from a poverty point of view, that the lack we have affects the progress that we make in infrastructure, progress that we make in business, progress that we make even in our families and in passing on a good inheritance to the next generation. And because of that poverty eradication mindset, no matter what we face, we know we want to be part of the solution of poverty eradication. So if you are leading a scaling organization, this is one of the things that the team has to be clear about. Why are we doing what we are doing? For whom are we doing what we are doing? For grand scale, we're talking to leadership team members of scaling organizations. Those are the people that we want to talk to. We're talking to entrepreneurs who want to change their lives. We're talking about leaders who want to change their lives and the lives of their organizations. This is who we are doing it for. And then they know how they're going to transform the situation because they have a deeper why for it. So for us, it is through training, it is through speaking, it is through thought leadership, and through coaching that we are going to turn the lives of leaders around, who in turn will turn the lives of the organizations that they lead around for the greater cause of poverty eradication, fulfillment of potential within the African continent. So, what is it for you that drives you? What is your purpose of your organization? Because it's going to be critical for you to know that if you're going to lead a scaling organization. The third mindset aspect of a scaling leader is that they have a knowledge that they can't do it by themselves, that they didn't arrive here by themselves anyway, and they're not going to get to the next level by just doing it alone. They are fully aware that those who call themselves self-made actually are community-made. And because of that, they have a humility that seeks other people to be part of their team so that they are able to go ahead. So the part of scaling your organization is going to require you to have the right team to work with. It could be you need the right advisory board, or you need the right leadership team, or you need the right people to work with you, or you need the right funder, you need the right partner, you need the right customer. Either way, you're going to need people to get your organization to the next level. But the knowledge that you need them is part of a mindset that you've got to build. But what does this do for you when you know that you have a team mindset? Number one, it makes you instinctively want to build relationships with other people. That knowing that relationship building is much more important than just transactional type of building. It also means that you have to nurture the relationships that you build. You just don't make them, you nurture them, you call people, you spend time with them, but you also figure out what it is that they're in it for, and you want to hold them and help them with that. A relationship or team mindset means you're a give, it's a giving mindset. It's not just a taking mindset. What's in it for me? People will be attracted to you when they know that you have their desires and their hearts on your heart. Apart from this, a person who is team conscious also knows fully well what their strengths are and what their weaknesses are. This self-awareness is very critical for a scaling leader. They know that, you know what? On my own, I can do so much. I'm strong. It is not that they are incapable. In fact, they are very comfortable with their own strengths. But they know that they have limitations in areas where others would be stronger than them. And they welcome that fact. And therefore, they want to attract a team that will help them scale to the next level by making sure they're well complemented by other people. So, scaling deserves that you have a team mindset and not just an individual mindset. Then, the fourth aspect of their mindset is that they have a desire for learning, a thirst for learning. They know that growth will only come if they act like a sponge, where all they do is absorb knowledge of things around them, of things that help the organization scale. You often find them in conferences trying to get the best and the knowledge that they can get about their industry. You find them in organizations that help them grow their entrepreneurial or leadership endeavors. You find them listening to podcasts or reading books that help them to do this. But because they have a team mindset, they just don't want to teach themselves alone. They want to teach the team because they realize that there is a multiplier effect of teaching the team the principles that they have gotten to know so that this begins to grow. And I'm talking to CEOs now. It's not enough for you to be the one who's got the thirst for learning. It's important that you get your leadership team to start learning and to start absorbing leadership principles and scaling principles such that the growth potential you have within the team becomes more and more multiplied. In the teams that we work with, we provide them with the Scaling Up book by Vern Harnish, but also one can sense where the team is at by the hunger they have to read that book on. You know, like they actually know the more hungry they are, the faster they're going to grow. And it just is a part of who you have. And I think that when you start attracting for scale, you have to look for this quality of a hungry person that wants to learn, that's got a desire to make things happen. And then the fifth part of this mindset is not just the learning part, it's the unlearning, the flexibility to unlearn certain things. Because when you are scaling, right, you are moving to a higher level than where you were at. What brought you there is not what's going to get you there. So you've got to be quickly understanding of the fact that you need to unlearn certain things. There are things that brought you to a million that can take you to the 3 million. There are things that brought you to the 3 million that can take you to the 15 million. So there is a lot of unlearning that has to happen. And there's a lot of flexibility that one has to have for them to move to the next level. I think about GrandScale as an organization. When we started off, it was almost mostly that we knew the purpose and we knew the vision. But given where we were at, we just wanted to offer the resources that were best aligned to say who I am as the founder, as an experienced CFO. All we wanted to do was to make sure that we offer financial management services because they were the big seller. But we had to unlearn the fact that when we compare where we want to go and where we are, the levers or the things that help us to create more millionaires, to nurture more scale-up leaders, were not necessarily the services we were given. We needed more thought leadership. We needed more coaching. We needed to spend more time with leaders in the learning room for that which we wanted to achieve. So we had to pivot. And we are still learning this part of the journey that we are learning right now. And one thing that it takes is a certain humility, because when people have begun to know you for one thing, you feel like that's the only thing they need to know you for. But you can shed parts of you and grow new parts of you for you to be able to grow to who you want to be. So the unlearning becomes a lot more important. The last bit I want to share around the mindset of a scaling person is that they are willing to have fun while they grow. They have the ability to know that the journey is more important than the destination. Yes, you have a 2040 vision, but between now and 2040, you've got some years to cover. And if you are not willing to enjoy the years that you've got to cover, the journey will become too long. So they are passionate about the journey, the traveling, as much as they're passionate about the destination. So just because we've said we want to nurture millionaires, on our way to nurturing millionaires, we're going to enjoy the people that have started making their first 1,000. We're going to enjoy the people that have started making their first 100,000. And we're going to enjoy the people that have started making their first 1,000,000, right? The journey is what counts. Actually, when we talk about this fun, we actually should relate it to passion. It is when you choose an area that you are passionate about, the journey is enjoyable because every time it's taking you to the next level. And even if you don't get there yet, you have enjoyed the ride. So this is what I consider to be part of the mindset of a scaling organization. So just to conclude, I would say that the visionary or the scaling leader, number one, is visionary in their mindset. They want to see what's beyond. Number two, they are purpose driven. They know that when the why is strong, The how gets easier. So they always tap into the why. They communicate their why all the time. They are driven by that reason. Number three, they have a hunger for learning, a thirst for learning, getting new ideas, new concepts that take them to the next level. Number four is that they are great unlearners. They know that what got them there is not what's going to take them to the next level. Number five is that they know that this is about the team and it's not just about them as individuals. And so they regard the team as highly important and not just themselves. Number six, they enjoy the journey that they have to take when they are scaling their organization. So, if you want to go with us through this journey of learning how to scale your organization, listen to not just this episode, but to the future episodes that are to come. As they do come, know that you will be developing yourself and growing into the person that you want to become as an individual, but taking your organization to the next level. In the next episodes, we will invite other people who have some experience in scaling. We will share thoughts, ideas, we will debate, and it's going to be a fun journey to go with. This is it about the mindset of the scaling leader. See you on the next one.